In March, Mairéad Nohl, a Holocaust survivor, was stabbed to death in her Paris apartment and then set on fire. One of the suspects allegedly yelled, "Allahu Akbar," while killing her. It was one of the most violent recent anti-Semitic crimes in France. And, like many French presidents before him, Emmanuel Macron recently called for a full reform of Islam in France. And now tensions around this issue have risen after 300 prominent French politicians and intellectuals published a manifesto in the French paper Le Parisien. It calls for changes to the Quran, including eliminating verses that incite violence. The Muslim community in France and around the world is outraged. Minaz Afridi is here to explain. She's the director of the Holocaust, Genocide, and Interfaith Education Center at Manhattan College and also an associate professor there. Minaz, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's talk about who these powerful voices are behind the manifesto. Who are these people and what exactly are they calling for?
Well, I mean, these people are, you know, both the ex-Prime Minister Sarkozy, and then there's also Michael Walls, who I actually heard recently in Jerusalem at the Global Summit, and a bunch of intellectuals, people who work against anti-Semitism. But they're mainly politicians, people in the light in terms of being known in France. And they're calling for something which I think is not helpful, nor is it useful in terms of the issues of anti-Semitism in France, which is to really take away, extract verses from the Quran that they feel are violent are compelling Muslims in France to attack Jews.
My initial reaction to this was that it felt paternalistic, somewhat colonial. Is it? And does this come from a similar place as the movement to ban headscarves and veils? Or is this a justified concern and fear?
One of the things we have to recognize is France is a country of a population of 67 million. And there are only 495,000 Jews, which is actually the majority in terms of Europe. And then you have, in terms of the Muslim population, 4.7 million Muslims. That is the population equivalent of the United Arab Emirates. So here you have sort of a sketch, right? You have some statistics in front of you. And then you ask yourself, well, what's going on here? Well, I mean, there's a history in terms of France colonization, but there's also a history of how Muslim immigrants were not assimilated. They were living in places called banlieues, which are ghettos. Actually, under Sarkozy, which is a very long time after the immigration of Muslims, they decided to teach Muslim immigrants French. I think that's kind of very slow. And I also feel that there is a ghettoization of Muslims. And this is not just to help Jews, but this is sort of saying, I don't want you here. I don't want your Quran here. I don't want your Islam here. So what I'm going to do is change it because you can't control yourself. You are these barbaric people. And I think that's very offensive to Muslims. And, you know, I'm someone who works on anti-Semitism as a Muslim. I agree there is anti-Semitism in my community. In France, it's a big problem. But I think that taking away a sacred text, the word of God, from Muslims is very, very destructive. And this will only create more violence.
Well, let's talk about the text. What verses is the manifesto actually referencing?
You know, they're not very clear about that, but they're referencing verses that talk about unbelievers. They're referencing verses that talk about defense. They're referencing verses talking about Jews and Christians. And they're referencing verses that are really talking to everybody. These verses in context historically and also in terms of looking at how Islam talks to Jews, Muslims, and Christians is talking about unbelievers. An unbeliever could be a Muslim. An infidel could be a Muslim. As a matter of fact, that's why a lot of the extremist groups kill mainly Muslims. We become the victims of not just extremism, but also this sort of secular, liberal, colonial mindset that comes back and says, well, this is sort of the fault of every Muslim.
Let's talk a little bit about how different the Quran is from other sacred texts like the Bible. Does it actually call for violence in different or more prominent ways than other religious texts that we're perhaps more familiar with?
I just taught a course in religion and violence. And one of the things we looked at is religions starting with Hinduism all the way to Islam, including Sikhism, and including Buddhism. I mean, today we have a really dire situation in Myanmar where the Rohingya are being persecuted by Buddhists. And that philosophy is actually based on theology. It's what they believe in terms of the cycle of violence within Buddhism. If we look at Christianity, we don't look too far, but we always talk about the Crusades. I mean, the Crusades were built on this idea of salvation. According to the Bible, I am basically a heathen because I don't accept Christ as my salvation. So are Jews. Jews were blamed for deicide, and they were killed repeatedly and persecuted because they were blamed of deicide within the Christian Bible. Now, do I want to say to Christians or, you know, this school that I teach at Manhattan College to my Catholic colleagues that, you know, you need to change the Bible? No, absolutely not. Because I think what Catholicism does is what Islam does, is talks about, you know, the messages of justice and love and peace and suffering and forgiveness. And in Judaism, also you see violence. You see violence at the time of Moses. You know, Moses can escape, but other people get killed. Or you see in the book of Esther, you know, book of Esther is a heroine, but also other people are killed. So Jews are allowed to kill. There is a certain kind of compunction in these texts that will allow anyone to pick them up, literalize them, simplify them, and take it somewhere else.
I mean, I guess a fundamental question is, can the Quran be edited? And if so, by whom?
I mean, the Quran is, for us Muslims, the standing miracle of Islam. This is the only miracle that came with Prophet Muhammad. We believe in the miracles of Moses, and we believe in the miracles of Jesus, but for Prophet Muhammad, this to us was the miracle. It came from God to Gabriel to Muhammad. It is the immutable word of God. It is something very sacred. I mean, we're coming up on Ramadan. The duty of every Muslim in the world is to reread the Quran. Why? Some of us memorize it. Some of us have read it 100 times. But the purpose is to find new meanings, is to find new ways of thinking about what the Quran is saying. Because in Islam, just like in Judaism and Christianity, one can never really know what God was really saying. And the whole mystery and the whole idea of faith is to try to decipher that.
Manaz Afridi is Associate Professor and Director of the Holocaust, Genocide, and Interfaith Education Center at Manhattan College. Her book is titled Shoah Through Muslim Eyes, which is all about her journey with Judaism as a Muslim. Manaz, a pleasure having you with us, and thank you.
Thank you so much.